as I think Pastor just said. Does anyone know what this is? Man. Okay. First of all, I just want to thank and praise my Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who's made this time possible for me to be able to survive Bible College. And if there be anything that I have or am, it's by His grace and Him alone. My salvation testimony, I was born into a Christian home. My father is Pastor Ian Weston, who will be preaching tonight. And I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Saviour at 6 years of age. I don't remember all of the details at the time, but I called on Christ to come into my heart and save me. And I remember the emotion of, or the, as God entered my life, I remember feeling this, as though this great burden was lifted off my shoulders, and the peace that I had in my heart. And that is a night that I'll never ever forget. When God came into my life, when Christ saved me from my sins, and in nearly 2,000 years, He hadn't changed a bit, and He's still in the business of saving people. As I continued on, I have had times where I've fought with doubts about my salvation, but had some very big struggles with that. But my salvation testimony is scriptural, and when I called on Christ in repentance and faith, and it lines up with the Bible. So God has saved me. I know I'm His child. When I was a little bit, I'm really going to have to run here. Moved to New South Wales when I was about 13 years of age, and went to school. Did a few things. Went on a missions trip when I was 17 to Vanuatu. And that was a blessing to have been able to do that, and that really opened my eyes and took me out of my little shell. I then took on an apprenticeship when I was a bit older, and also joined the Army Reserve for a while in my life. And also completed Certificate 4. As I was doing my Certificate 4 in building construction, it was in my thoughts that maybe God was getting me to do this study in preparation for Bible College, and so He was. And in 2013, God opened the way for me to be able to come to Bible College to study. Also, before coming to Bible College, I was also able to go to the mission field of Romania as well and work a little bit with the Ayres just for a very short period of time and be able to see the work over there. And whilst I was in a motel room in Serbia, I told the Lord, I said, "Lord, if You're calling me, I'm listening." And also when I came to Bible College, I began doing the personal evangelism course with Pastor Piper, and I remember this one night feeling this burden upon my heart and walking up the stairs to my dorm and kneeling down by the side of my bed and just praying from my heart that God would help me to win souls. And I see that as a time when God did a work in me, and just I remember the joy it was to go down to Parramatta and to hand out tracts. Myself and Helen and Lydia Buren would go, and sometimes the other ones like Wilson and Willie would come sometimes as well. And God just gave me such boldness and such liberty in sharing the gospel. And that was a great joy. So we see these, there's a bit of a pattern of God doing things. Something else I did pray when I came to Bible College one day when I was driving to work. The flesh life can really get you down. And in tears I prayed to God that He would show me great and mighty things which I knew nothing of. And so He did that in changing my heart with regards to souls. I enjoyed Bible College in some aspects. In many aspects, it was extremely hard. I'm telling you, the Army is not as tough as Bible College. Man alive. At Kapuka, they work just from 6 in the morning till 10 at night, and Bible College is still harder. So if you one day God calls you to the Army, which hopefully calls you to His work, yeah, don't worry, it's easier. Chapel messages were great. It was great having that 4 days a week. Like I say, Bible College was hard. When you start Greek, Pastor Zdjukita gives us this word pasko, which means suffering. I don't know what it means, suffering. And you know, and we laugh about, oh yeah, suffering. Like, hello, why are we laughing? You know, we're about to suffer. And then we wonder why people say Christians are brainwashed. So yeah, anyway. So it was very hard, but great with the time I had with my fellow students. Willie and I were in every class together, basically, except for personal evangelism. and maybe one other, but we are absolutely poles apart as far as personalities are concerned. But still, he's become a very good friend, and so has Wilson and Rachel and Helen, as well as all the students. Enjoyed working with Buddy, as well as studying with him. That was really enjoyable, and with every other student. End of my second year of Bible college, I was able to marry my beautiful wife Rebecca, who's sitting over here playing the violin. God's ways are not our ways, so we got married in the holidays early this year, and she's had the privilege of being married to a husband and a zombie. So, but she's a wonderful helpmate, love her. I have to keep firing on here. Would like to thank my parents. Thank you, Mum and Dad. Where are you? Oh, there's Mum, and oh, Dad must be somewhere. Oh, Dad's over here. Separation. Thank you so much for raising me the way you did, in a godly way. Mum, thank you for leading me to the Lord. I was going to explain my thanks to the best parents in the world, and my next second best set of parents are Mr. and Mrs. Oxbeer. Thank you very much for my wife, and thank you for being such good parents. Thank you so much to the lecturers. They've put so much effort in. It is such a privilege at Bible College. You get so many different pastors from different churches who are in ministry, and that you get to hear, be taught by, and be preached, and have them preached to you. So that is a real blessing. Thank you so much to the Harrises, the kindness that you showed me when I first came to college and giving me work at your church. I'd go with more money than what I was supposed to, and food and coffee and everything. So yeah, you showed me no little kindness there. Thank you very much to the Pipers. Thank you, Pastor Piper, for allowing me to help out in your ministry. To the Williamsons, thank you very much. You have not you have showed us no little kindness to Rebecca and I. You have just given and given and given to us. Thank you so much. So we see that we are all trophies of God's grace. God gives gives to us through others, and I see that is that we're an investment of both God and people, and so we have nothing at all whatsoever to glory in. As Apostle Paul said that he would only glory in the cross of Christ. Something that has just happened though just recently, which God has done in my life. This is very recent, 23rd of November 2015, which was Monday night. I was at the Jasmine One restaurant with some of you here as well, and we were enjoying the good food and sitting there, and then Pastor Harris got up and preached. And he spoke about the three calls, and I felt God touching my heart that night. God, by the power of His Holy Spirit, was working in my heart as I heard the words of the Scripture and as Pastor Harris preached. Then I believe that God has called me to preach. Amen. And Pastor Schiavone said you'd be mad to do it if you weren't called. And so now I'm not mad because God has called me. This is not the call of my parents. This is not the call of my church. This is not the call of SBBC. This is the call of God upon my life. And I want to preach the gospel and be a soul winner by His grace.
Amen. Amen.
Just quickly. Sorry, Pastor. I'm probably over 5 minutes somewhere. 30 more seconds. Okay, I'd just like to give you just a couple of scriptures here. Actually, just one. 1 John and chapter 1 and verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. God is light.